you served on the board for a while. You're wanting to make a comeback. Why have you decided to run again for Lee County Board in District 5?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I truly enjoy county politics. I like to serve the people. You know, the thing about it is, with 4 years' experience, I feel now that I have a pretty good handle on what the department heads need, what the different ideas that go on within the county structure. So overall, I just enjoy the people and working in the county.
What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the 5th District here when it comes to at the county level?
Well, I mean, obviously we've had some ongoing discussion on our county buildings here, and with us being a two county seat, my feeling is that we should be maintaining two county buildings for the essential services, and I think that's going to be the biggest thing that we're going to be going after. Is we need to maintain certain services here in Keokuk, and those have gone away.
Would you like to see it go back to how it was, where each of the auditor, assessor, recorder, treasurer each have a site in Keokuk and Fort Madison? Is that the model you would choose?
I don't know if we need every office in Keokuk. The busiest office in the county, within the county, is the treasurer's office. What we're seeing is we're asking for is a couple days a week down here. We're not asking even for 5 days a week. Too many of our people are having to go up the road. Our seniors are confused to where to go. A lot of them haven't been out on the highway in years. Our working people that work 8 to 5, they are now being challenged as far as getting up there and getting their license. And what you hear a lot of times out of Fort Madison, well, what's the big deal? You come up here once every 2 or 4 years. But you take all the people from Keokuk that are having to do that, that becomes a big number. It becomes a cost. It becomes an inconvenience. So that's where one of the most the primary responsibilities of the board, one of them, is to provide essential services for all taxpayers. That board is not doing that.
Would you look at continuing them 5 days a week in Fort Madison, having a couple of days as like a satellite in Keokuk, or would you look at splitting like Monday, Tuesday here, Wednesday, Thursday here, and then rotate on Fridays? What are you looking at for that?
You know, I think you can still maintain 5 days a week. You know, that's more the epicenter of the county, Fort Madison. I have no problem with that. Where I'm struggling with is that we need 2 days a week, and even if that was Thursday and Friday, Wednesday or Friday, as long as the people knew the schedule. They could still take their driver's test down here. They could take, the kids that are trying to get their driver's license, they could take their test here. I had one grandmother call me. She's been up there 3 times now with her granddaughter because she's failed the test 3 times. But like she says, I'm having to go up there because her mom works. So those are things that they're very big to us. I mean, Keokuk, we're taxpayers just like anybody else.
The current board would say, well, we did this to save money. We did this to have a cost savings. How would you find the money to be able to have these extra days here?
Well, first of all, it's what you call, it's the price of doing business. There's other fat you can find to cut in the budgets. And, this $800,000 figure that we're now at is totally is a bogus figure. That figure is not even near. And I don't have the rest of the day to tell you my feelings on that, how they're coming to that figure. But, as far as you find money to provide your services to your people that are paying tax dollars just like anybody else.
When you were on the board, and even as recently as just a couple of years ago, there used to be, and it kind of ties in with this, meetings in Fort Madison and then meetings in Keokuk, and now all the meetings are at the jail near Montrose. Would you be okay with keeping the meetings at the jail, or if you were elected, would you push to have them return to alternate between the north and the south?
2 and 2. Should be 2 up there, should be 2 down here, and I do not know why they're meeting at the jail. I don't know if it's a safety factor or whatever, but we need to get our meetings back to the county buildings in Fort Madison, Keokuk.
Should there be any type of a vote or anything coming to just one county location, or should it be maintaining Keokuk and Fort Madison as the two main bases of operation?
Well, I think, yeah, Keokuk and Fort Madison need to be the two bases. And again, and like I said, I don't want this to become a North and South issue. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, you know, when I was in the when I ran in the primary against my opponent, Five, you know, she was the one that crafted this whole thing, brought it to the table for a vote, and voted for it. First of all, as I say in Politics 101, you don't vote against your constituents. Those are the people that put you into office. So, but no, I think that, you know, we need to maintain both Keokuk and Fort Madison. You know, in that way, you know, the Keokuk people then would have at least a couple of days to do their business.
Kind of tying off of that, two of the county departments are looking at a joint building. Conservation and Health are talking about expanding or even a new building at the Heron Bend location. Is that a project that you could get behind?
Right now, I'm having a hard time putting my arms around that, and let me tell you why. We're looking at about a $3.4 million price tag on that, roughly. And right now, we're spending about $60,000 a year on the health department as far as our rent, utilities. And again, this would have to go to the vote, to the people for a vote anyway, which I don't think that they would probably get behind it. But really, well, there's a lot of other options in Lee County. For instance, our River City Mall down here, we got a lot of space sitting down there. Hey, I would entertain that. Let's bring the health department down there. And there's other options. There's options in Fort Madison. I just don't know if we're ready to spend that kind of money on a project that size.
One of the biggest things for the supervisors is crafting the budget. When it comes to the budget, what are your priorities? Where would you want to make sure that you're getting enough money into?
Well, first of all, you know, we work with about a $25 million budget. And the key thing for a board to do when it comes time for the budget, when we sit and look at the budgets, we set the budgets. We don't run the departments. We hand them to the department heads, and then they're responsible for their departments. Where I would challenge our department heads is we need to clean up these budgets. There's line items in there that are still sitting there that should be wiped out. In other words, there might be a $50,000 line item expenditure when that department head only knows they're going to spend $5,000. So they say, well, I just saved the taxpayers $45,000. No, you didn't. The only time you save the taxpayers money is if you cut their taxes.
Would you like to do that during budget? It seems like a lot of times your boards had much longer sessions, much longer workshops when it came to the budget. Is that something you'd like to see, more detailed look by the board at each budget?
Absolutely. You find the time, you spend the time. You have to sit down and make sure that you clean up all those budgets, because there's too much fat sitting in those budgets, and we need to get it down to where it needs to be.
One of the other things that the board tries to do, and every government body around here is trying to do, is find ways to bring in new jobs. What should the county be doing? What do you think the board should be doing when it comes to trying to bring jobs to Lee County?
Well, you know, obviously we have a very strong economic development team, not only in Lee County, but the two Keokuk sites and Fort Madison sites as well. The thing you always want to do is you want to make sure that you have all the incentives in place so when your bigger operations are looking. But we don't want to forget the small 10, 20, 30, operations as well. And another thing that I want to hit on, too, is make sure that we are doing a good maintenance program on the existing businesses in Lee County. So what that's saying is we need to stop in on those folks once or twice a year and make sure that they're happy, that their needs are being met. And by the way, is there any other opportunity for maybe a byproduct or you know, a spinoff of what they're doing now? So just because they're in Lee County doing business doesn't mean they're going to stay here. You want to make sure they're happy.
Have you talked to any business owners, just as you've been out campaigning and stuff, about areas that the county could be helping them with that's not?
You know, right now, I mean, most people that I've talked to are happy. But like I said, that's got to be part of the program where we got to get around and talk to them, because, you know, a lot of it, opportunity that comes with when bringing new businesses, you know, it's great to hit the Siemens and the fertilizer plants. Those don't come around every day. Your smaller businesses do. So overall, you know, our economic team, development team, they're hitting on all four cylinders, and boy, that's great.
In terms of, and you brought up the fertilizer plant, the county is putting forward a rather large incentive package to bring them in. Waiving taxes is the key to that. Is it a good idea for the county to put that much towards a project like that?
Yeah, you bet it is, because I tell you, the long-term effects of all that is just huge. So, no, there's everything they're doing is correct.
When it comes to future planning, one of the issues that's always talked about, too, and it gets brought up with the plant, too, is the idea of zoning. Does Lee County need to look more at extraterritorial zoning, or is the current plan, just the current setup, the right way to be?
Well, first of all, I am anti-zoning, and I always have been. I was back in 2000 or through 2004. And let me tell you, back in 2002, and I hope I'm getting this year correct, but it's real close. We did a survey of 400 people, of not only the county, but the city. And out of that 400, 95% of the county folks were anti-zoning. So I think that's a key factor there, that listen to what your constituents are saying. They don't want zoning. So that's where I stand on it. I'm listening to my constituents.
The county's getting ready to expand the jail, add beds to it after the previous expansion. The only issue is there is no money right now for the expansion. Would you be comfortable with going ahead with this expansion, even though the money hasn't been designated yet?
Well, I mean, again, when a board approves something, a $465,000 expenditure, and then they turn and look at the budget director and say, "Where are we? Do we have the money?" And she says no. I think you got to have a little more fiscal responsibility as far as knowing where the money's going to come from before you vote up on it. However, I mean, I realize that safety is very important in our jail. I would explore that more if I'm elected in January. And I feel that board should not have voted on that. That should have been deferred out to the new board. You don't obligate a new board on money that size. So I would encourage and again, by the way, we can bring that to another vote in January as well.
Any issues as you've been out meeting with residents, traveling the 5th District here, that people have brought up to you that we haven't touched on that are now on your radar if elected?
Well, again, I mean, we talked about the courthouse situation. I mean, people are just irate. They open up the door, and that's the first thing out of their mouth. But, you know, people are always concerned about jobs, person making a good, decent wage. And, again, I mean, I think that we really need to lean on our economic development team, really know where they're going, what their, what their future is, get an idea of who they're talking to. A lot of that's confidential, so a lot of that can't be shared anyway until the final deal is done. But that's the two big things, our services and jobs.
Any other ideas that you have, either you've developed since leaving the board, or maybe something that the board did then that they're not doing now that you would want to push?
Well, I mean, obviously we need to get our meetings split in both towns. And another thing we did back then, which I thought was really a good idea, we went out into the county and held some of our meetings in the evening and gave people opportunity that worked during the day to come to our meetings. Another thing that I would probably do is make sure I would hold some informational sessions, not only in Keokuk, well, basically in Keokuk, because that's my district. I want people to know, just because we sit in districts, yeah, those are the people that elect us, but we still are county supervisors. But districts have created that somewhat, is I'm going to take care of my folks, my people in that district. But don't forget, you are a county supervisor.
Why is Matt Pflug the choice in District 5?
Well, first of all, I feel that I can come to the table with a very open mind. I can reach across, and, if we're talking about party affiliation, that I can work with Republicans as well as Democrats. And another thing is, hey, 4 years of experience, that's huge right there. I mean, and I think that gives me the edge.